Mobile plans, iPads, tablets, complete business solutions. Telstra Store Malvern is your point of difference. Call 1300 959 439 or click on the link on Jock's website to cash in. Telstra Store Malvern. Tell them Jock sent you.
Look, it's a very special Mother's Day. And have you ever seen your mum struggling with her phone? You might have been out bush struggling with reception. Well, get on to Telstra Store in Malvern because they're good blokes. They look after you and they look after the community. If you need a new phone plan, you're sick of all the other mobs with rubbish reception, get on to our mates at Telstra Store Malvern, hit the banner on our website or give them a buzz and tell them Jock sent you. You'll get yourself a bargain. We'll get a little kickback. It's not just phones they do, their iPads, they do all the little gizmos you can get these days. And if you're into business, you can get a full business phone system rigged up through them. And they've got the best equipment, the best service, and they are a wonderful mob, the Telstra Store in Malvern.
That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
G'day, community. Happy Mother's Day to all the mums out there. This is a very special time just to say you're a good bird and thanks very much. We've got a huge night tonight, community. We're going to have a look at a big bunch of blokes who've had their bye. Peter, Higo, Higginbotham, it's great to see you today, mate.
Thank you, Jock. Hello, Mother. Been wonderful spending the week with you. Has taken me away from the fantasy football spectrum, which I think I need a Jock.
Well, your mother's very special to you, Peter. I spent some time with you two today, and it was a special time. She's special to you, so she's bloody special to me, mate.
Agreed, Jock. A wonderful woman. And even if I did find a suitable partner of the opposite sex,
yeah,
I would still be living with my mother.
Yeah, I know, mate. Crouching one. How are you, mate?
Ah, welcome.
How have you spent your day today, son?
My mum live in Payanma.
Yeah.
And this different in my country. Mother Day is day where all mother can beat the shit out of children.
Okay, yeah.
They get off stress. Yeah. This make them happy.
So it's probably a good thing that you're out here,
yes,
mate.
I'm very lucky. Otherwise, I'd be in rice field hiding.
Yeah.
Hiding. Mum. I love you, mum.
She does with a stick? She run around with a stick, does she?
Yeah, she run around with the same thing called a bull tail.
Bull's tail, bull, like the old cat of nine tails
sort of thing. The same thing. Yeah. Let's talk football now, this year.
Yeah, fair enough. Look, community, finally we can select some premium Hereford bulls who've had their bloody bye. I suggest, gentlemen, that we start just having a look at some of the best selections who've had the bye, who we can bring in without having to bloody worry about any boys hanging around. And the first bloke I want to talk about is Dane Swan. 565,000. He's averaged 118 over his last four games. And look, he might have started this
Jock
season
hold.
Off a bit.
Hold.
Yeah,
Jock,
righto.
You are
I had
assuming.
The momentum of a raging
yes.
bloody bull and you're telling me hold.
You are assuming that we have the cash to instantly upgrade somebody to a swan.
Absolutely.
So what if we do not have the cash, Jock?
Well, you don't bloody get swan. You get bloody Aaron Sipos, you know? Now's the time, Higo. We're going to have some rookies that we trade out. We're going to get some cash in the back, and we'll be looking at those Dane Swans.
What rookie you trade out? You say me this.
Yeah, we'll bloody get to that. I want to talk about Dane Swan.
Okay, you say me Swan.
Look, his break-even's less than his average. His price has dropped about 70 grand. He's got Adelaide coming up. Only got 93 in the last game, which is a concern for some people, but he's still racked up 32 possessions. He started this season looking fat. He wasn't producing the fantasy football ilk that we like him to produce, but I think he's turned the corner.
Yes, good call, Jock. Post-Adelaide, he has West Coast, St Kilda and Melbourne.
Yeah.
I see a plump future for Swan.
Yeah.
Still has that just-fished-out-of-the-Mississippi bloated look about him.
Yeah, he does.
However, Started the season somewhat injury affected. I see him playing into form. Yeah. I see him returning from here on in a 120 average.
Agree, mate. Agree with you.
An excellent buy-in option, Jock.
Bloody oath.
I would like to propose a different pick for your midfield or your defence, Jock.
Yeah, swinger.
Yes, 530K, James Bartel, Jock.
Jimmy.
Has averaged 112 over his last four. Last game against the Tigers, 9 tackles, 7 inside 50s. Yes, mid-defence swinger.
Has he lost the hunger for the game?
No,
you think Jimmy's still got that eye of the bloody tiger you need to become, to stay a premium fetish footballer?
I don't think so at all, Jock. He remains a premium, and getting him for a $40,000 cheaper than at the start of the year. A game against Fremantle next week. Mm. Expect him to perform well. The team needs him to perform. He will perform.
The last game he played over there, he scored 135 against West Coast late last year. The other thing is, you know, Motlop's back in there, so he won't be expected to play as much as that forward role. They've got enough forwards up there now. We're hoping to see him move back more across half back, so I reckon Jimmy could be the good mark.
Bartel, top 6 defender. Yeah. You not have him, you bloody get him. Welcome.
Yeah, agree with you, mate.
Corey Enright, Jock.
Yeah,
another one. 440K, so a saving of quite a considerable amount on Bartel. Mm. Has only averaged the 83, down a bit in form this year. However, he is a consistent, reliable performer.
This is good talk, bloody Swan Bartel Enright. This is good talk. He's not as good as bloody Joel Selwood, Mr. Jock. He only 55K.
Yeah.
He's bloody cheap.
I'm worried about his bloody form, though, the kid. He's as premium bloody gets, but last 3 games he's only had, 19 posies, 17 posies, then 20 posies. His break-even's bloody huge. And I reckon if we could hold off on Selwood for a little bit, he'll drop down in price. He could get down around 500 grand for Joel Selwood. So even though his break even's through the roof, he could just come out and score 315. When he hits form, it'll come with a bloody bash, so you don't want to stuff around waiting for that break even to come down for too long.
Yes, Jock. However, it is a game of checks and balances.
Yeah.
Waiting that extra week, getting Selwood at a cheaper price is smart fantasy football.
Absolutely.
Let us not forget, Jock, that he will have Ryan Crowley this week, who has performed very well against Selwood. I would suggest hold one more week Selwood.
Back to Enright. I just feel like I want to highlight to the young kids in here that the priority when you're bringing in new premiums into your team, you're moving on the people who can't score as much, is you want to increase your scoring capacity as much as you bloody can. And Corey Enright, while he's a good reliable option who should score your hundreds, maybe you'd be better off just paying a bit more for a Bartel at this stage, doing your hard yards to get your point scoring capacity up as high as you possibly can. I'm not saying Enright's not a good option, but that should be in the fantasy footballer's mind as well, gentlemen. One bloke that should be talked about more, maybe it's because he lives over with the bloody Crows in Adelaide, Rory bloody Sloane.
Oh, the Sloane Ranger.
Yeah, his price hasn't gone beneath 100.
He averaged bloody big point this year, Mr. Joe. What did he average?
112. Oh. Price has still gone down. Stuff me here, that's possible. Why isn't he talked about as much?
Every bloody week. Ton. Yeah. The Sloane Ranger.
I like him, mate. That's my favourite bloody show.
You ride the horse.
I think I lost my virginity with that in the bloody back there.
Yes, welcome. Good player.
It's not like he's just coming out of the bloody woodwork either. He averaged 106 in 2012 and 107 in 2013. So I think Rory Sloane's another bloke who's had his bye. And, yeah, we should talk about him a little bit more.
Ah, Mr. Jock, Wayno on the line.
G'day, Wayno. How are you, mate?
How's it going? Did everyone have a grouse Mother's Day or what?
It was a very nice Mother's Day. How's old Mum?
She's all right, but we had a bit of a strange Mother's Day because I saw a lot of blokes doodles today, fellas.
Blokes wangers?
Yeah, we were going to take Mum out to Dracula's. in the city there. And she goes, wonderful no, show. I really want to go to
very funny.
Really want to go to the Gundowner. You know the Sundown Seafood. And, oh, what's going on here? And Dad's going, what are you talking about? She goes, oh, I just want to go. All my girlfriends are going there and stuff. And I'm going, oh, well, I don't care. As long as we get a palm of chips. Me and Dad didn't give a bloody dog's ass where we went. Then we go there and then we have to pay some money for the ticket and stuff. And there was something called Manpower or something, fellas.
Yes, the all-male review.
What, you see the full penis?
Bloody everything. Oh, and Dad was sitting there going, oh, nah, they've got nothing on me, Wayne. I'm bloody bigger than those boards, that's for sure.
Well, he's a Reynolds.
Bloody cocks and balls everywhere, fellas.
Excellent, Wayno. Your take, mate, on trades this week?
Because it's Wayno's hot tip. It's dynamite. Wayno's hot tip. Oh, he'll get it right. Wayno's hot tip on the Jock Reynolds show. Wayno's hot tip. I'm ready to explode.
You've got the buy this week, but I think you should be saving your cash and get the old Chad Wingard in. What do you reckon, fellas?
Oh, the Wingard. I think maybe not this week. Next week you'll get the Wingard. Bang, bang, bang.
That's what I was saying. I said, don't do it this way, just to have a bit of a rest.
Kicked five bloody goals, Mr. Jock.
It stuffs me how that bloke only got 98. I've got a lot of respect for the Supercoach scoring system. Don't get me wrong here. He did cough the ball up a little bit, but that game was worth more than 98 bloody Supercoach points. He's in sparkling bloody form.
Yes, gave away a few frees, Jock. Yes, didn't do much other than kick goals. The jury is still out for mine, Jock.
Yeah.
Yes, playing in a very good team. Has been a little bit out of sorts for mine.
Still about 110 grand cheaper now than he was at the start of
yes,
the season.
Yes,
break
Jock.
Even's less than that average. So if you were keen on the kid, could it be the week after his bye to just snaffle?
But stacking him alongside the likes of a Dalhouse and a Parker, I feel they're slightly more secure options.
I am worried, Wayne.
I don't know, fellas. The thing is, the game's changed that much. You know, there's no these, you know, cloak and rough head and all that. I reckon the way to go is have these little fellas like Wingard and Dalhouse and Luke Parker in your forward line, I reckon, fellas. Cloak's doing crap all. So rough head.
Bloody,
and, you know,
bloody Robbie Gray.
Get these guys in.
Robbie Gray kick Wingard ass.
Yeah, Robbie Gray's
I'd put Robbie Gray and Wingard in the same forward line.
Gentlemen, what I'm worried about this week, especially for the young kids who've got Rioli, are the boys.
Forward, he's got to be crazy. He's got an elastic band, bloody hamstring.
I know. I'm worried about the kids because the forward line players who are coming off their bye, Hawkins, Cloak, Petrie, looking cheap. The young super coach is going to think, oh, let's go Rioli, who's still 505 grand. I'll make me cash and go to Petrie, Cloak or Hawkins. I will not trade in these key position forwards. I still believe they are the bloody dinosaurs of our game. And like you're saying, do you wait this week? Don't bring in forwards this week because there's none of them who have had their buyer looking much quality and wait for your wing guards, wait for your Robbie Grays, wait for your Dalhouses, wait for your forwards. You know, the forwards are coming the week after.
I tend to disagree somewhat, Jock. I feel Cloak particularly at 374k now can buy you some cash if downgrading the likes of Rioli. He has had the buy. Cloak on his day is 150 plus forward, Jock.
But when he's not having his day, he's a 50 forward. And that's the thing that will hurt you.
Yes, we work to a point where we can perhaps carry a key position forward by having a loophole in the forward line. Yeah. Sitting
but
back.
He's a flog as well. Like, why would you even put him in this side? He's a flog.
That's true. Very bloody true. Hey, Wayne, what you have to understand is I've been over to Higo's with his mum for Mother's Day. They've been at me about Cloak all bloody afternoon. Even his old mum's into me, mate. Mum's good, isn't she, Higo?
Very well. Happy
Mother's
Day. Stop bloody
worrying about his bloody haircut and his stupid own tattoos that he does his own artwork and then makes him a taboo and stuff. Why don't you try playing football properly?
That's true.
Goose.
What about Boomer Harvey? He's at his buy now, $485K.
I would have a pretty good gander at him, I reckon. Petrie is probably the only one because of his price of a dinosaur that I'd look at, but Boone Mahavi, he's a great champion, fellas.
Got a big ass break even, and he's coming off his last four. He's averaged 60. His form's been poor. Maybe this old fat, Boomer, age doth not seem to weary him, but maybe he just needed the buy to give him a break. Yeah. He's probably the one, he's got the midfield forward edgel ability, the one relevant forward who's up, who's had his buy this week, but I'm not even that keen on him. I'd pass.
Yes, I tend to agree. A big point of difference. However,
it's a point.
Rioli to Harvey, I can see why some would be doing it.
I'd tend to hold off on him. I'd hold off on him, wait for these other forwards, the dynamic forwards who are coming next week, concentrate on stuffing your quality into the gatch.
Ah, so Wayno, your mother have good time at Stripper?
She hasn't come home to cook us dinner yet. She's still there with all her friends and stuff. Me and Dad don't know what to do. We're just sitting around waiting for Mum to come home. I don't know when she's coming home.
She'll come home soon, mate. She'll probably have dinner too. She's probably just stopped off at Red Rooster to get a chicken dinner for you, mate.
I think she's limping all the way home.
Usually we have big roast chicken.
I think you'll make your own lunch for school tomorrow.
She'll be limping because she's got big bags full of chicken dinners.
Yes, welcome.
Yeah. Wayno, it's always lovely to hear from you, mate. Have a great week and good luck with round 9, son.
One thing I'm not having for dinner is sausages, that's for sure. I've seen bloody enough sausages today.
I think your mother eats sausage for dinner.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Just one more thing.
Yeah, mate.
Everybody, I just want to tell the community, just watch Sipos tomorrow night, fellas. Just watch Sipos. I've got my eye on him. I bloody love him.
Look, Wayno, wonderful to hear. Wonderful to speak to you, mate. I'll see you later, mate.
All right, see you, fellas.
Now, one bloke we have to talk about that keeps getting the thing done is Stevie Johnson.
Oh.
He's had one score for the whole bloody season under 110. Whole bloody season.
Oh,
he's up around...
The master of the trick.
He is.
The funny straight kick, the asshole Stevie Johnson.
A little around the corner. Oh, Stevie J, they call him. Oh, Stevie J's got the ball. Stevie bloody J, call him Steve Johnson. That's a bloody man's name, Steve Johnson. Not Stevie bloody J. Should be embarrassed. 633K, gentlemen. That's a lot of money. Here you go. Are you willing to part with that money?
I feel it's time to break into song.
Oh, I love it when you do this. He's starting to jiggle.
With the number of expensive rookies.
He's wrong.
Can't afford a Stevie J at 633. Money too tight to mention.
Too tight to mention.
Not many downgrade options. I can't afford Stevie J. I'm going for a cheaper option.
Money, 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 money. Yeah,
money, Stevie, money. Stevie J. You get the general idea.
Oh, I know. You were better earlier on the piano. When we were at your mum's house and you had the little piano accordion up and forth.
Yes,
we were having a hell of a time, me and your old mum, weren't we, Hig?
She was asleep, Jock.
Steve Johnson, so are we saying that this is too much cash? Why? Why?
My point.
He's getting the job done.
Jock.
You pay for bloody quality goods. I go down and get myself a shit cream spanner. I know if I go down to the bloody thing, you know, the no offence to them.
$2 shop, Jock.
Those folk in there that sell, they're not a good spanner. I tried to change my carbies, you think, bent in 2 bloody minutes because I didn't get a quality bloody product. Now, buy Stevie Joe 633. Aren't you buying the bloody best? Why shouldn't we pay that much money for quality?
Yes, Jock. Audit your bench. Audit your rookies. Can you see future value in your rookie supply? I feel this year many people will be unable to upgrade their entire team.
Yeah.
They will be forced to keep the likes of Higgins on the bench,
oh,
Pollock as your D8, and the likes. So I am saying we are not in a privileged position to be spending over 630 on a Stevie J.
Is it because of the environs we're faced with this particular season?
Yes, Jock. The influx of the greater expense on the initial rookie outlay has to have an overall impact upon our final teams.
Well, this is good for us. I agree with you. We can't afford that much money on this in this sort of season. This is an advantage to those in the community who will sift through all of the datas to get the absolute best possible quality you can extract out of the thing.
I have quality. I have quality, Jock.
Yeah.
And I have quality that can secure the fickle ruck situation.
Righto.
I am talking Charlie Dixon. Oh. He has had his buy. Mm. He is at approximately 440K. He is a forward ruck swing. Mm. And Tom Nichols has gone down. Yeah. Charlie Dixon does his best work when swinging into the ruck.
He
will swing into the ruck and forward. I am forecasting Charlie Dixon as an excellent trade-in for the likes of Cyril Rioli.
Geez, you often do this to me, mate. I've been in this caper for a long time, and it's not often someone can present something to me that makes me sit down and go, hell. Because we talked earlier that there's not many forward options.
I think
what about Dixon?
Has Charlie a bloke Dixon still bloody dead?
Yeah, yes.
He's still bloody
he's
dead.
Still dead. And no still one's dead. Done with death what bloody Charlie's done with death. Oh. Why can't he? In the beautiful state of death just marches towards fantasy footy supremacy this year. He's still got that 22 as well in his rolling average. That's why I say bloody cheap. He's 440K. And if that Nichols boy comes down, he go like you just told me, we can stuff him up forward for your Rioli. Yeah? If people have got Rioli. Oh. Could you go, Rioli to Dixon?
I think that is an excellent trade, Jock.
Yeah.
Rioli to Dixon.
Yeah.
Shoring up your rucks in case the sandy land goes down.
Yeah.
Yes, an excellent choice for mine.
Gee whiz, I'll have to think about that one, Higo. I know earlier on you said to me, Higo, how do you propose to afford these bastards? Who can we lop? Who is it time to take out the paddock and say, oi, thanks for your service, but piss off now and leave me to upgrade the premiums?
Excellent, Jock. Daisy Thomas.
Time to go.
375 has had every chance, everyone waiting for him to run into fitness.
Is he going to come back, though?
I don't think so, Jock.
Nah.
375, time to go.
High score of 92. Bugger off, Daisy. Off you go, son.
Oh, the suckling pig. The suckling pig.
This is a very interesting one.
He suckle from your tit. Yeah. He draw all the milk from your tit.
He has.
He suck some more. He suck some more. You piss off my tit, you slummy bastard.
I think he suck too much.
Oh.
I think he suckled at the tit and just suck every bloody last drop out. It's time for him to go.
He get 390K. You piss him off my tit.
Well, he scored 108 week before last, but surrounding that were scores of 58, 58, 62. I told the community, on our I don't want to sit here saying I'm the master of all bloody the world, but look, Birchall's come back. Birchall's played across half back, suffered his role, 390K, cut your losses, get rid of that suckling pig right bloody now.
I think you are master of the world. You say people not get Hodge.
Yeah, well.
And Hodge got done.
Ah, mate.
You smart bastard.
We just love me community. My community loves us too. And the way they're stepping up on a Thursday night with the wisdoms, if you're listening out there and you're ticky touch, well, geez. I should really ring the boys. I should hit that red bar on the right-hand side of the website and just record me question. Not me question, me bloody wisdom. If you think it's your time to step up, I know it's your bloody time to step up and we want to hear from you. Jared Polek, is the kid a bloody keeper or do we have to lop the kid's bloody head off?
Lord Farquhar continues to play well.
He does, doesn't he?
Yes, a 66, however, a 141 in round 7. Still has some upside. Come bye time, Jock, would he make a perfect, simple stepping stone upgrade to the likes of a Liberatore, of a Josh P. Kennedy, of a Trent Cotchin?
Yeah, well, he's got his bye this week. So does Daisy. So does a suckling pig. Polek, I know he got 141 and he played absolutely sublime football, I'll say. But he does have scores around these 60s and, geez, 430K now. And you've got to ask yourself a serious question. Is this kid going to carry me for the rest of the season and take a premium position beside? Huh? I don't think he is.
Jock.
I don't think he is.
As a mid-eight position, I think he is more than capable.
Mm.
This year we are stuck with the dilemma of a lack of liquidity and the likes of Polek.
The dams are full at the moment, aren't they?
I am talking about cash flow, Jock.
Yeah.
Cash flow.
Cash flow.
More expensive rookies, less growth in the cows, meaning harder to upgrade. And a Polek, while he is fit, while he is playing, I would suggest could fulfill a final role in your team come September.
Yeah, I'll just say, look, if there's opportunity, though, there's 430K. Do you agree that's his ceiling? That's his roof? I'd forgive someone for lopping him to upgrade him to bring in a Pendlebury.
I could see validity in that move, Jock.
Yeah, so do I. What about Impey? Hasn't he just been a... what's he done?
He done f*** all, Mr. Jock. You blipped that out because I swore.
Yeah, he just said
that. But he make me angry.
He goes, Mum's listening tonight, mate.
He make me bloody angry.
I know.
Jared, Wimpy, Impey, Gimpy, piss off my tin son.
Average 20 in the last three. The trouble is, of course, we've got bugger all up forward to change him. It's not like you downgrade him and make him any cash. We may as well just let him bloody slow burn up there, I suppose. Oh, I know. Yeah,
Jock.
I can see your notes.
Yes, Jock.
I can see your bloody greasy little notes.
Sean Higgins, does he have the buy this week, Jock?
He has his buy.
Price is around 400K.
Yes.
Been a great, bona fide win for those that went with him.
Yeah.
Is it time to upgrade Higgins?
In his last four games, he's stained your underpants with 55 and 65 in two of the last four. But there's part of me that just says, if you bring in Sean Higgins, if you watched him with four frees against this week, if you watched him with produce four clangers this week, you've come this far with him. Why don't you just, you know, believe in him? You've believed in him this far, you know, and he's delivered you so much bloody beautiful output. Why don't you just keep him in your bloody team? Yeah, if you believe in him, bloody show me how much you believe in him.
No, Jock.
And march the whole way to bloody September with him.
He has played his role. I see him as a 75-point average. He's plump.
If you play AFL Fantasy, he gained midfield footage ability. You could swing him into the guts and upgrade him.
Oh.
Not in Supercoach, eh?
Oh, this is interesting. I think those with Mr. Sean, maybe because he have buy.
Yeah.
Time turn him into gun.
Mm.
Time turn him in gun to have buy.
Charlie Death Dixon.
Oh, welcome.
Who's had his boy.
It's only Higgin Dixon. Yeah. Only cost you 40 grand.
And this is the danger I'm seeing. People who are thinking, oh, well, Cloak's had his buy, as we talked about Cloak before. Petrie, I'm going to make a profit going Higgins down to Cloak or Petrie or Hawkins. You know, there's some danger going. I wouldn't do it. I'd wait for Wingard. Wait for your Robbie Grays. Wait for your Dalhouses. Wait for these ilks. Should we talk about the rookies?
Yes.
Defence bubble boy. We've got a rare one, and he's Joel Tippett from North Melbourne. If he gets named, he's about to play his third game. Just had his bite. So keep an eye out for Joel Tippett.
Ah, you see,
at least there's an opportunity there.
37, 46, this asshole.
Yeah.
You carry in poo in your team.
Well, we've got a question come in from Jimmy from Gippsland in relation to defence rookies. Let's just whack that in, eh?
G'day, Jock. Here going crouching. It's Jimmy here. It's what I'm considering doing is maybe keeping hold of Langdon, Thumper, and also McDonald all the way through to the end of the season. One of those guys will have to be on the ground as the D6, and the other two will be bench cover, almost guaranteed to play throughout the year, rather than winding up in that uncomfortable situation at the end of the year where you just don't have anybody that's playing on your defensive bench. What do you think?
Okay, Jimbo, you listen me. You listen me good. This game all about trade up, trade down. The man make cash, kick him in guts, and make cash good. You must try that. You try Luke McDonald ass. Welcome.
See what he's saying, though, because we haven't got many defence rookies coming up. So he's thinking, well, why don't I just hang on to him, yeah? Roll him around there.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. I know you're looking at me funny. He goes, but what is my job but to hold a mirror up to the community?
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed, Jock.
Mm.
And I would see Langdon having potential upside, outstanding game, last game, key role at Collingwood.
Shit, he looks a player.
Thumper Koladashny, maturing like a young yet fine wine.
Mm.
However.
Like your best Brown brothers.
Luke McDonald, yes, post-buy I expect a better output. However, one must generate cash.
He's got to go.
I would think McDonald has to go.
You have to take opportunities. You mentioned before in your beautiful, wonderful, majestic, genius way that it's hard to make cash this year. Some of these rookies have been more expensive. It's hard to make cash. You have to take cash where it's bloody available to you. And surely in Lukey McDonald there's the opportunity to make some cash. Even if you go down to Joel Tippett if he gets named. Don't get me wrong, I don't think Joel Tippett's job security is majestic. But at least he's an option. He's a warm body. And he's a chance to give you some backup going forward. But we have to generate cash and pump it into our midfield.
I see a bloody Billy Hartung.
Oh, yeah.
He play in middle for Hawthorn.
Yeah.
He look bloody good, Mr. Jock.
He does. He's
fast. He run fast.
He's a good boy. He's on the bubble. He's got his bye this week, so we'll have to wait.
Yes, I think he hold his position. He look bloody good.
Well, I'll tell you, Cyril Mitchell and Hodge going down's good for him, isn't it?
Yes.
That's got to be good. On the other hand, you've got Shields coming in. Sewell, I don't know if Sewell's going to get back in that bloody team.
Yes, we'll struggle. Some opting to keep McDonald the extra week. I suggest trade. Luke McDonald's break even over 100 now.
Needs to go, doesn't he?
He needs to go. Yeah. Swinging McDonald into the midfield. Hartung, our Acres, potential cash revenue machines.
Yeah. Trouble with some of the other rookies that we look to bring in is they got their round 10 bye. Now, Patrick Ambrose has played his third game, but he'll only go up to about 145k. Trouble is, if you want to snag him this week, you grab him before his bye, so that's bloody awkward. Kurt Aylett played his first game for Essendon, wasn't up to much chop, came on in the third quarter, 7 touches. We have to look at him again and bring him in. It's not till after his bye.
Yes, Salem, the same, Jock. Mm. 46, only the 7 possessions, kicked 1 goal, 1.
Looked lively, though.
Yes, yeah. However, not a great buy-in for mine.
Nah, Sam Blees, look out for. He was bogging the VFL. He must be knocking on the door at Melbourne as well, putting a bit of trouble on their job security. Blake Acres, I cannot wait to see this kid play against the Carlton Football Club Monday night. I reckon we're on. The St Kilda Football Club's bloody on tomorrow and we're a big bloody chance.
Agreed, Jock. Just recalling Aish.
We are.
Yes, James Aish with a break-even of 88 at 370. Still yet to have his buy, so a potential round 10 buy trade-out at 370. Lewis Taylor, break-even of 12. Again, round 10 buy, 240. Could it potentially appreciate just in time for the round 10 cull. And Flipper, Jock.
Is Flipper all right? I don't know if he's all right.
They call him Flipper.
3 handballs. He was subbed all bloody game. Fluffed around a bit.
Break-even 40. You hold on to Flipper.
Yeah.
He bloody good player.
And of those boys you mentioned, the Brisbane boys, we've got Ace, Louis Taylor, Flipper, coming into round 10 buys. People. So is Louis Taylor of them. Still low break even, and he's got that mid forward edge ability, which is real handy, isn't it?
Agreed, he might look
to sit on it. He's a bit of a slow bubbler. Ace, though, I know we saw him with 144 and thought, hell, but look around that score, and there's 60s, low 60s, 50s. He's appreciated 180 grand. I'd have no hesitation in lopping him. You need that cash.
Yes.
I know it hurts,
yes,
but you need the cash.
One more week. We must be ruthless, Jock.
Agree,
on our quest.
Absolutely agree.
And I would expect most people to be hitting the trade button 3 times. Again this week.
Yeah.
3 times.
This is the week, isn't
it? Yes, Jock. Are trading in those that have had their buy, focusing particularly on primos, Jock.
Well, last week we were rounding the straight at Flemington. We'd hold him. We'd put our nag to sleep. Now we're coming to the 800 and we're digging the bloody heels in and we're going, ha, ha, ha! Come on! Like bloody Kiwi in the 1983 Melbourne Cup storming around the outside.
You ride him for luck.
Ride him for luck.
Kanye Mitchell.
He's back crouching and he's what's he done with his hair?
I like this hair. This reminds me of samurai warrior hair.
I know.
The bloody washed in the blood of fallen warriors.
Yeah.
Silky, full body, no split end. You remember, Kanye Mitchell.
When I rang you after that game, you know,
100 bloody 14.
He was good. He's only 240 grand. Pull David.
Shit trade.
Yeah, I know. Hey, when I rang you, you sounded so sleepy after you watched that game. Why were you so sleepy after watching Kanye?
Maybe.
Usually up and about.
Maybe I have special massage.
Also, buys this week, but looking absolute majestic value. If you're thinking, yeah, I could go Swan this week, or Tommy Liberatore is coming into beautiful form and will be priced very nicely after his buy, which is this week, as will Ryan Griffin.
Yes, irrelevant at this stage, yeah, given the upcoming buy, but yeah, yes, saving cash, planning for a future with Liberatore, yeah, would be a very good option. Outstanding score this week.
Happy Mother's Day to all you beautiful ladies out there who have borne child, to my mother who can't be with us today. She gave birth to me in the half forward flank down at the Pines. Dad had kicked 10 that day. She wrapped me in Dad's tracky pants because she couldn't get me to the hospital all after the team song, but she looked after me and she kept me warm on a day where Dad kicked 10. So, Mum, you're not out there, but I know you. Can't he go close it off with you, mate?
A bit emotional here. To all the mothers out there, we love you dearly. Thank you. Good evening.